Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom from Bachelor Nation, Sean and Catherine Lowe. Welcome to the show, guys. How have you been? Nice to see you. How's the family? How are the kids?
They're doing really well.
It's a crazy house. Three kids under four. It's crazy, but we're enjoying every second of it.
Yeah, wow. Three kids. I mean, I got three kids myself, but not all under four. That, ooh, you got your hands full. God bless you guys right there. Two girls and a boy, or two boys and a girl. Okay. Yep. Oh my gosh, that's gonna be a lot. Are you done? Are you wrapping it up or what?
That's her call.
That's it.
All right.
So let's talk about your working with Nutrisystem. How did that come about? Did is this due to quarantine weight, or what's the deal?
Well, it's a collection. Absolutely. It's a collection. I mean, I had my third baby, like, back to back. I've had babies nonstop. And at, like, when she was like 7 months old and we were in quarantine, and I thought that 14 cookies a day was like that should help my breast milk. Like, it did not at all. So I'm trying to deal with that going backwards. And Nutrisystem has been so solid. We're in like a partner plan. So it's really great to be accountable with each other and having a meal plan where it's really, really convenient, because I need that and really good meals. So it's been an awesome no-brainer for us.
Good for you.
I just gained COVID weight, so.
Yeah, you and everyone else. Have you been trying to stay active? I'm sure just chasing the kids keep you pretty active, huh?
Yes, for sure. I mean, I have like the watch that tracks my steps, and I sound like an old person, but like, I track my steps now. And so I'm aware of, and it's been beautiful weather. So we get outside with the kids and we play, and I walk them to school and back, and that's helped. But it's really, eating is definitely harder for me, or now it's easier for me, but that's usually the way that I gain weight.
Yeah, when it's one less thing you got to worry about, it does help a lot. Where is home these days?
We're in Dallas.
Okay. Out in Dallas. Nice. Nice. Is that where you're originally from, Sean?
Yeah, that's where I'm from. She's from Seattle. So she made the big move down here, and I've got a big family, extended family. They're all here in the Dallas area. So it's kind of cool with our kids. We've got a ton of nieces and nephews.
Oh, that's great. That makes it fun.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Good for you guys. And you also have this furniture line at Wayfair. What's your key to getting a comfy couch?
Yeah. So this is something we're really proud of. Home by Sean and Catherine Lowe. We started this business 4 years ago, and we've had just a tremendous amount of success. And So our niche that we found is everything we build, we want it to be the softest sofa possible, and it's all oversized, longer than the normal sofa, deeper than the normal sofa. And in this day and age where you can just veg out and watch Netflix for hours, we've gotten a wonderful response.
Nice. I'm all about it. I love that right there. Okay. And Catherine, I saw you recently posted a throwback on IG, 8 years since your meet and greet anniversary. What do you remember about that night?
Oh gosh, that was a super big dork, and I called him a hunk, and it was really embarrassing, but he saw that side of me and was still like into it.
She was a cute dork.
Hey, that's what makes it fun. That's what keeps you on your toes right there. The new season of The Bachelor with Matt James has started production. Have you heard anything? How do you think Matt will do?
I had the chance to talk to Matt. He wanted to talk to me because he's never done The Bachelorette. Would typically, you know, you're on The Bachelorette, you get kicked off, they ask you to come back and be The Bachelor. He's never done any of it. So he was a little trepidatious, you know, not knowing the TV world and production and all of that. But I think he's going to be awesome. Like, such a down-to-earth dude. Just a really nice guy, kind guy. It seems like I think people will love him right away from episode one. And I bet the ratings are great for this season.
Well, that's a nice endorsement right there. You guys thinking about Halloween at all? Is there trick-or-treating allowed in your neighborhood? Because it was off and then it was on here in LA.
We're still trying to keep up with it. I mean, we're going to eat a bunch of candy, and we usually don't even go to more than like a block because our kids are so young and they get tired, and we're like, you know. But I'm going to eat a lot of candy.
Well, we're going to try.
Is eating a lot of candy part of the Nutrisystem plan? Because I like that.
Very flexible.
That's our cheat day.
Fair enough. Hey, Catherine, I remember a while back you posted a throwback, and you were a little kid and I was a full grown adult, which makes me feel. Oh, am I crazy or did I see that pic?
No, you're right. I was 12. And
you were 12. Oh, my gosh.
12, and we went to Mexico, and you were... We were at a resort and we saw you, and my mom, I guess, asked a picture, and it's you, me, and my little sister. And it's like something that I carried around with as a kid all the time. Like, I'm at Mario Lopez. And at the time you kind of looked like we looked similar in the coloring. So people thought that you're my brother, and I was so honored. And I just always talked, and everyone was so jealous that I had met you. So I have this picture still.
That's so funny. That is so funny. I love that. Oh, that's great. That's great. And you guys still buddies with my boy Kirshner?
Oh, yeah. Matty K is family down here.
Yeah, he's a good dude, huh? That's funny. Funny. Small world. All right. Before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay? Favorite show you've binged during quarantine?
Oh, Great British Baking Show.
I'm sad to admit, I love that show.
Yeah, you know what I've been hearing about? Like, why does that one in particular stand out as opposed to other baking?
What's it about?
It's just about baking. So they have three challenges every episode, and it's wholesome. Everyone's so nice to each other.
Yeah, it's just amateur bakers being judged by two professionals. There's just something about it that hooks you, and you got to watch the entire episode so you see who gets kicked off. It's a great show.
Okay. Song you know all the words to.
Oh, man.
It's a lot of songs. How about, I know the lyrics about a lot of songs, but
really?
Don't know the artists.
Immediately, the first one that comes to mind is Coolio's Gangster Paradise.
Really?
Prove it.
Way back in the, I think that's the first song I ever learned all the
Give
words
Give me the first
through.
Line. You don't have to rap it, but what's the first line?
Oh, you're putting on me on the spot.
Give me the first line.
I didn't commit like you did.
Man, I really did. And now I'm blanking.
Doesn't
Dang it, Marco.
Doesn't it start something like back in the something?
Turn the song on and it'll trigger.
Oh, gosh. All right, I'm about to come back to it. Catherine, give me one line.
Oh, my gosh, one line? Oh,
of a song.
Of any song?
Yeah, you said you know a lot.
Yeah.
I know I do, but you'd have to.
I was alone.
At first, I was afraid.
Oh, I remember Gangsters now. It was as I walked
through the valley of the shadow.
I'd like to take a look at my life.
And realize in that look.
I always get confused, though, because I kind of wonder if it's.
Oh, Catherine knows. Okay.
She's still going.
Karaoke over here. All right.
I always get confused with a Weird Al parody.
All right. Two more here. Favorite scary movie?
Ooh.
Scary movie?
Now, looking back at them, I think they're more comedic, but I love the Scream.
Yeah, Scream.
Those are good.
Those were great.
Yeah. Okay. Classic. And go-to late night snack?
Oh, I'm into really, because we've been watching Great British Bake Off, there are these like really British chocolate biscuits that I've been eating. Ooh. And biscuits like a cookie.
Ooh, so. Chocolate
watermelon
biscuit.
For me.
Yeah, watermelon's a good one. I do that. I do that with cottage cheese. Yeah.
Love watermelon.
Nice. Well, nice seeing you guys, and congratulations on everything. And
hey, thanks, man.
Yeah, man. Glad to have caught up. Hopefully we'll see y'all in person. OnWithMario.com for all things low. Sean and Catherine, thanks so much for checking in.
Thanks, hey, Mario.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. Take care.
On with Mario Lopez.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.